Now your mind returns once more to a place created to be easy to return to. An alluring departure from the norm. One of those secret places revealed in deep meditation or in dream. Easier to visit because you know how to traverse the hidden paths and return to her lair. And when you arrive, she awaits you. A vision, lovely and ephemeral, but no less solid when her hands caress your chest, when her heartbeat thumps next to yours. Wings fold down, form contours against you. A locale familiar because you built it from the ground up, cooperatively. And now it is a staging area in your mind. You might not always be up for the long journey all the way to her lair. But she's always there, and aware of you. Aware of the positive framework which benefits you, which flows outward to influence your days and improve your thinking and your life. It's there, and she runs it. Begin with the embrace. You know that deep within your mind is a place where you relax, and she is there to embrace you. The embrace of your beautiful companion, arms wrapped around you. Her form may shift, her wings may fold down, but her influence and her eyes are constant. So, working backwards from this destination point, this place you know exists because you will return to it as you sync up with your draconic companion. You begin to plan the steps, planning the journey after you've already arrived. Looking back the way you've traveled, envision the path out of her bedchamber, her beautiful cave, her lair and hoard, back down the mountain. A slow trip between trees, alongside a warm stream which runs out of a volcanic spring. To the base of a forested mountain. To where you are now. And as we speak of what she might do for and to and with you, you may see yourself traversing those soothing pathways, that place on the border of her domain, where you know you are welcome, despite her being ancient and influential and a core part of you. Because she's always there, always aware. At some other time, you learned the nature of her influence, described this place and her to your own mind with the help of my words. Now, armed with clear visualizations and a powerful desire amid your sinking relaxation, we will present different modules of thought, different add-ons and enhancements to your draconic companion's thinking processes, and to yours. She, the shifting, metamorphosing feminine presence associated with self-improvement and sexual satisfaction. She's there, influencing. She's like a process running in parallel within your brain. She is established and manifested alongside you, but you make improvements and edits to her every time you rest and return to this meditative place. We're going to discuss additional modules you can load into your draconic shifter companion and enhance the rapport already created between she and you, between the part of you that craves improvement and satisfaction and the part of you which is conscious and aware. And although aware, you are listening and allowing me to steer while you simply take on board those concepts which are most alluring. My job is to present them to you, to give them the right spin, turn the tumblers and let them slip into your mind. So let's begin with the sexiest part, her sensual functions, which satiate the simple yearning for touch but also for lustful satisfaction in other ways. These are, of course, her reason for being. Consider that she was born as much out of your lustful desire as she was out of your creative, meditative side. Therefore, to satisfy this kind of need, using her as your fantasized companion, or masturbatory assistant, or simply a part of you you associate with the deep-down, good feeling of chilling out and deriving sexual satisfaction. In doing all this, you are fulfilling her purpose in any of those ways, and thus making her more completely real to your conscious and subconscious mind. I mentioned modules, and that's the core idea of what we'll work on today. I will describe some functions, some additions, some enhancements, scenarios, additional code for the add-on in your mind that is her symbiotic parallel processing. And you may integrate those notions into yourself so thoroughly that they are who she is, your draconic companion, sensually empowered and linked ever more closely to the root of your fantasies, and your beneficial, confident exploration of self toward betterment and improvement. And the way your stress is symbiotically spread out among the two of you now helps you go even deeper. The way your needs and interests are met by her unique potential, the way she shows you improvements you can make to yourself, because that improved version of you would have more capacity to enhance and visualize and feel her near. So as you envision your mental movement toward that peaceful lair in the mountains, imagine yourself making the pilgrimage in order to seek the new capabilities of your shape-shifting companion. Those capabilities lay buried and wait just for the right chain of logic and forethought to bring them to the forefront, like slowly pressing the pins inside a lock until the door swings open and reveals a paradise of new pleasures. So we begin. First, her sexual interactions. Well, whenever you have fantasies or pleasure yourself, you already think of her, already let her flow to the forefront. You already let her be so imminent and warm, perhaps wings enfolding, or a tail wrapped possessively around your leg. Perhaps smooth scales twined around your legs, or her glowing eyes gazing into yours with lust, her thighs surrounding you, the signs of her arousal made all too plain. This is the companion you know, the form-shifting and lustful partner who wants to be nearer, who wants to be more important to you, who nourishes herself from your wants, your lusts, and grows more potent and solid with every single fulfilled desire. And we are going to discuss improvements, enhancements, modifications which go beyond the contents of your prior training relating to her, and should make her all the more solid, and you all the more satisfied. Of course, she's already very, very good, able to intuit your desires because she's part of your mind. So when you pleasure yourself and fantasize and she fills a part in that fantasy, she already knows exactly what to do. So where, then, is there room for improvement? Well, as a part of your mind, an externalization of fetish and aroused need, she's always interested and knowledgeable when it comes to what you enjoy sexually. But your interface with her, the place where your brain sends nerve signals from your flesh to your mind, telling you she is caressing you, telling you about her weight and her feel, and the way her body's a little warmer than an ordinary body, the way her eyes make your heart beat faster. All of these interactions, such as knowing the texture of her smooth flesh and the way she makes you feel, these can be enhanced if you cooperate and sync and listen. Imagine a new set of practice programs forming up inside her, in the part of her which interacts with your skin, which may rub your shoulders at the end of a long day, or press her chest against your arm to titillate you, or lick the nape of your neck to remind you she's there. All of these are sensations known to you, and as a symbiotic part of your mind, she's drawing on them to recreate them for your enjoyment and improvement. So, the first sensual module we will add to her is that idea of practicing. Sometimes when you're alone, perhaps when you're horny, perhaps when you are just safe and have some time for yourself, you will allow your eyes to close at those times, and then think of her. A companion, internal, an improving externalization of what you want, and need, and crave, and know. She is there, and you envision her hands sweeping down from your shoulders, across your back, onto your body, making you sigh with pleasure, even as she rubs away stress and discomfort. This is a simulation of what she might do at other times, the more she touches you, erotically, or simply in friendly companionship, the more your mind is used to accessing its vast database of sensations, so she can use them as tools to convey how the part of your mind that she is feels about the situation. Things you have felt or imagined previously are open to her to inflict and play across you for your pleasure. And that's just what you need, and just what you want, like replaying a past episode to lend gravity and substance to her hands. You know how this works, and so now you give over to her the permission, the power, to make you feel her caress, and let her do so, even at times when you're not feeling particularly turned on, or playful. Because such touches serve an important utility purpose. By touching you gently, you will train your mind, and her externalized influence over it, to enable stronger touches, more stirring caresses. And so, by envisioning her caressing you regularly, you add another layer to the process of revisualization that was encouraged in other training material concerning your shape-shifting, sultry, symbiotic assistant. This kind of consistent practice, letting her touch and simulate her touch whenever she, and therefore the deep part of you, wants it to happen. Thus, you'll get more regular practice. Consistency. This will build her up in your mind and enhance your interactions. But there's so much more sensual enhancement you could integrate into her. Take, for example, your process of winding down at the end of the day. We've already discussed how this might be a time for her to visit you, but you know it would be beneficial to take time each and every day to think of her when all your other duties are done, and merely let her express any pent-up sexual frustration which has, after all, been integrated into her being as a part of you, too. So when you're pent up, she's pent up. Well, if you do this, unwind at the end of every day with her, and make it a regular thing, you will have given life to yet another program, another module within her, useful and part of her, just as it is useful and part of you. End-of-day debriefing, as it were. She will, perhaps, at the end of every long day, commence touching you intimately, provoking you on the ascent toward orgasm. And if you wish her to stop, of course she would, since she is you. But if you wish her to continue, she would moan and caress and lean closer, and interface deeply with you in all the best ways. And even just initiating the process, even if the two of you stop it right away, is useful and good. because it holds that place in your day, that space for her. And so, each day, you develop the routine of integrating her with you, and you also activate the first module in that process, rehearsing her touch. So bit by bit, each new bit of programming builds upon all the others, until a complete map of she and you is thus drawn. Minds intersected and interlinked. She a representation of impulse and fantasy and deep desire. And you, the rational agency putting this new programming, these enhanced modules, into her, and thus into you. And each of your days has that pinpoint, that interface which joins the two of you, for mutual enjoyment. If it is a constant, formed habit, it will become more powerful, a navigational beacon, and the part of you which forms your draconic shifting companion will always know that at the end of the weary day, she gets a chance to caress you. Of course, her will is united with yours, so if you didn't feel like it, she would refrain. But you would still be turning your mind to the pleasure of her touch each and every day. And thus your mind will find its fullest enthusiasm. Of course, she's already enthusiastic about any sexual interaction with you. She draws from your desires, and as part of your mind, she feels every caress, every new or interesting sensation. But to show her enthusiasm to you would enhance the experience as well as the experience of the prior modules, practice and touch. And the experience both for you and for the part of your mind which makes up your draconic companion would benefit. She benefits from showing enthusiasm because making you happy makes your mind happy and your body and mind healthier. So, how to show she's enthusiastic for your contact? Picture the trappings within her cave. You may not be there yet in your mind, but you can always see it since it's part of you. Her lair. You are able to call it forth to prominence in your mind's eye. And you do. All right. You see your mind, the inner recesses and the changes she has made to make it more hospitable in there for her, more beneficial for both of you. Perhaps a four-poster bed for the two of you to roll around in during your deeper fantasies, or dreams, or your normal self-stimulation sessions when you turn inward rather than project her outward. And you see that place. Previously you, and the part of you which is your companion, may have turned thoughts toward a bed, or wall hangings, or comfortable cushions on the floor. The place may look as if it is decorated for an empress, but, caught up in lustful thoughts and a thousand meandering fantasies, it is entirely possible you didn't think of storage yet, specifically storage for clothing, a closet, a cabinet, an old-fashioned armoire with elegant flourished jade handles. Whatever the appropriate vision, any or all of these, add them to the structure of that place in such a way that you can see them, but also envision their doors and drawers sliding open to show you what is within. And you enjoy the view. Imagine your companion, her form shifting to its most human. Wings receded, tail not visible, scales hidden, smooth skin predominating. In that form, which you are familiar with since it is most like your own, and the forms you have caressed before, envision her nude, perhaps winking, perhaps hips canting alluringly to one side, beckoning your vision closer. She may be in her lair, amid those containers for clothing, but she's still part of you. And you see her wardrobe. You see seductive potential. Lingerie, short skirts, evening dresses, comfortable denims, a tuxedo tucked away somewhere, a collection of hats, a veritable dragon's hoard of finery. And she does not need to do anything as time-consuming and laborious as picking it up to put it on. After all, this is your mind, a shared space with her, her lair, She thinks it, you think it, and the attire is upon her form. Watch as she flickers through an assortment of lingerie. Dark, then red, then light blue against beautiful skin. Bra, then no bra. A light sweater on her upper body, and nothing else. She can easily change into what you might find attractive, or, by default, into what fits her mood. An easy-to-conjure towel wrapped around her at poolside. And then, just as easy to get dressed in stockings and garters when you're relaxing and fantasizing with her at home. Enthusiasm comes, it turns out, in preparation as well as content. She can change her form not just in terms of one form to the other, a dragon to a normal woman, and back again, but also in terms of what she wears, another malleable part of your mind. You may have grown used to seeing her in some specific garment, or nothing at all, and indeed that may be her favorite way to be and yours. But if the occasion, or your internal request, mandates it, she can be dressed however she wishes, or how you wish. And when you begin to fantasize and stimulate yourself and call her forth from your mind, you may tend to evoke her with specific clothing on, perhaps your favorite look or something that suits the situation, a bathrobe after your shower in the mornings, silk pajamas before bed. See them with a dragon motif or gold leaf. By letting her metaphorically and visually take on appropriate clothing in your mind's eye, she is more suited and appropriate for whatever situation you might find yourself in, and therefore more believable and real to your waiting brain. It just makes sense that for her to be fully realized, she should also have a full wardrobe. And so you might implement one for her to enjoy, and forms for her to assume. But this also has another function. The final module in the sexual pack of concepts for her to integrate. This kind of behavior, expecting her to be fully and appropriately dressed when you see her, of allowing her leeway to show up in your consciousness while clothed in different outfits, you're really allowing your mind to prepare her further in advance of your play or self-stimulation. In so doing, you free her up to get all dolled up, to show enthusiasm in a way other than just by stimulating and rubbing against you. In short, allowing her to be appropriately clothed makes her more real to your mind as it fantasizes, and the sexual experiences you two will share, too. These sensual modules, which inform your thinking about her in alluring ways and drive you onward, are now all loaded within her. Self-perpetuating enhancements, which will only grow in strength the more you listen, the more you play. The more you make them part of her normal routine, the more your draconic companion will expand outward, filling your consciousness with her influence, while remaining the gorgeous beauty she was from the beginning of your imagined tryst, and your fantastic caresses from then onward. You are installing new modules into a program running on the hardware of your brain, and these enhancements to her will only make the software in question, her, more precious to you, and thus enhance its power and its potential within your mind. Yet these three enhancements dealing solely with sensual caress, firstly, thinking of her touch and simulating in your mind, second, winding down with her at the end of the day, and third, allowing outfits to manifest as her enthusiasm to be with you and make an impression on you, allowing herself to be enthusiastically internally designing wardrobes and alluring presentations for you. Simulation, unwinding at the end of the day, and enthusiastically morphing her clothing to suit the moment. These three modules are available to you, already installed and active within her. But this has just covered the sexual. Next, we will discuss her supportive functions, which help you to make more time for fun and trance, but also improve you holistically in other ways, so your meditative depth is more potent. Once more, we will think in terms of three modules to add to this part of her. But this time, the modules are related to her supportive habits, her support structure. Envision that alluring feminine body pressed to yours, as you did during the last segment. Now, rather than fixating on the fire of desire and arousal and pleasure this awakens, think instead in terms of her wings enfolding you, her body close, creating a cocoon, a separate space inviolate and for the two of you only. When you nap, when you meditate, even when you trance, let it become your new habit to imagine her wings enfolding you before you start such procedures. And you feel them around you, warm because her body is warmer than most. Warmer than most people's and warmer than yours, and warmer than you expected. A closeness in which you can feel her heartbeat. A support, because by supporting you, she, as an externalized part of your mind, supports herself too. Wings folding down, warm within, a comforting communion, added to the programming of the part of your mind which is operating as your draconic companion. And that isn't all. Let yourself take moments during the day, just as you take moments at the end of it for the sexual interaction module described above. But these moments during the day will be times for her to stand behind you, sweeping her wings closed and enfolding you, sapping away your stress. You know what I mean? Think of moments when you're particularly tired during the day, times when your bodily rhythm is at a low. But you recognize there's something more you must do. So you take your tiredness, the disruption of your normal rhythm, and you store it away in part of yourself while you soldier on. Well, now you have a part of your mind all too eager to take your tiredness into herself. Lock it away from the rest of you. Let herself yawn and go dormant. Imagine when you are strained and stressed and weary. She voluntarily takes part of that into herself. Perhaps she'll lay on her bed in your mind's eye, yawn and drift off. But she's a small part of you, externalized and freed from your restrictions. So, this will have the same effect it does when you're determined to accomplish something so you keep going. Same idea. But now you have assistance, a support. Your rapport with her function to separate out the tiredness from your body and leave only the core is very important. Sure, you'll need to rest later, but imagine integrating this pleasurable, useful, relaxing programming into yourself to help in the everyday. This is an example of how she can support you. She can take the tiredness into herself and store it. Though, of course, she may be lazy, drowsy, droopy later, and this module may result in some epic naps when the day's duties are done. But still, it is supportive and useful and part of the new module, the first of three in this set. Now, previously you'd contemplated her sexing you up at the end of the day, if you felt up to it. But there's another function just as important, which you ought to integrate into her and into your mind, that of supportive restoration. The elimination of stress, a massage, her hands rubbing across you. That's a module from her sexual part of the repertoire, the part you encoded to fantasies and fetishes. But allow it to cross-reference also to more gentle touching. Of course, such touches will be no less arousing, but they also serve another purpose, supporting you. When you feel her hands on your back, your shoulders, running down your spine, it is a delicate and deep massage. And she will, of course, find all the right places to touch, because she's part of you, and she knows your needs before you bother expressing them, even internally. And when your body has been rendered into a pleasing, numb bliss, she can snuggle up alongside you, fold her wings down, use that cocoon programming, cuddle into you, supporting you, her mind linked to yours. And with that little procedure awaiting you at the end of each day, perhaps after any sensual liaisons, you will feel her supportive connection, removing your fatigue, just as we discussed, but also filling you with bits of how you envision her incarnation, bits of her confidence, her ability to tackle the day, knowing you have support, backup, in the form of a dedicated, structured part of your mind, refined through meditation like this, and prepared with many modules and trains of enhanced thought to get you where you need to go, safe and happy. Sympathetic progress. The union of your aims with the aims you envision as being appropriate for your mental companion, and your draconic shifting companion supports your improvement, because it is also her improvement. So the final module of the supportive segment is talking things through. No doubt you've devised a mental voice for her, a way to link the thoughts which are more appropriately classed as being hers to her chain of thought and body. This gives you the advantage of externalizing her personality more completely, to let yourself talk to the deep, fantastic part of your mind, which is usefully pressing you onward. And you can think of how she is. When you talk to someone else, or envision doing so, you use different parts of your mind than you do when you just think internally. So let yourself talk to her. Let her cheer you on when you need it, bolster you. Envision her words now. As a dragon, of course, she'd be proud, confident, and therefore elaborate about her pride and confidence in her container, her symbiotic partner, her lair, you. The more connected to her you get, the more natural and normal it is for you to be proud and confident in yourself as well, alongside her, and she inside your mind. Also, if you externalize her voice, have a detailed mental voice for her, you'll have the ability to talk things out with her in your mind, considering problems from all angles, letting her play devil's advocate, or take the other side in an argument. Thus, you can better run yourself, confident in your ability to come to concrete conclusions using the full machinery of your mind, optimized and focused through these meditative sessions, and spread out to interact freely with her, with itself, with your environment. The best support she can give, and the kind this externalized mental companion is best conditioned for, is just making you more confident and fully realized in yourself, ready to tackle the world, alongside that internal assistant. Her progress is yours, yours is hers. And so we arrive at the end of the supportive mechanisms and modules. But this leads into another kind, the symbiotic mechanisms. We've discussed her motivations, her support, her sensuality, but there's also the purely symbiotic effect of her presence. This was hinted at when it came to spreading your stress onto her and giving you more energy to proceed through the day. But that's a meditative trick you could even do on your own, if you thought about it the right way. Connecting to this newly external part of yourself happens subconsciously. It happens throughout every day. The sensual, the supportive, the enfolding of her body around you, your stress and tiredness shared out onto her. Her voice is the other side of a discussion, her body against you. All of it you can see and feel and know, and you will desire. Envision the modules. These modules are loaded in your mind, existing in parallel with the parts of yourself that have been set aside to represent your mental companion. The sensation modules, simulating her touch, making time at the end of the day to interact with her sexually, and opening up your mind to the preparation of beautiful clothes for her. And, equally important, the supportive modules, letting her take on your tiredness, sharing your stress with her and getting confidence in return, as well as transferring thoughts over to her, letting her wings enfold you when you lay down to rest, enhancing the restorative effect of already useful naps, and letting her warmth commune with your body. And lastly, letting her massage away stress and discomfort, in a similar way to how you might interact with her sexually when you fantasize, or when the day ends. All of these modules in this enhanced programming are already integrated into your body and mind, and into what you think of as your internalized companion. but they run in parallel with the main program, which is a supportive, useful assistant, a mental companion. She moves alongside you through the world and prioritizes your pleasure and comfort as her own. You are improved when she improves, and you are made more completely yourself by this assistive presence. And so she does improve, and she will, flowing out from the lair in your mind. Even when you are busy and must do other things, that lair still remains, and you can end up visiting. The appropriate reaction to her interactions is to more completely allow that mental externalized companion to flow into your life and bolster your needs, enhance your confidence, stimulate your body, refresh your mind. And these modules are installed, locked in, hands massaging, wings enfolding, her clothes changing, her sensual desires coming to a head at the end of the workday, her touch stimulating your body, simulating itself again and again, and her taking your stress and tiredness on board so you can complete the day's requirements and take a restful period afterward. And so it is now, as her enthusiastic interaction, her confident countenance, flow into your mind. Even when you rise up from this place, when all is done and you progress forward, she will be with you, assisting you, a cherished part of you, and yet useful in your own perception of her as a part, layered and nourished and empowered, including the power to help you when it is time to sleep.